We've got our third Jack Kent Cook young artist up next. She's a fantastic 18-year-old pianist from Los Angeles. Please welcome Eun-hae Lee. Eun-hae, welcome. You're from Los Angeles, but you haven't lived there for very long. Tell everybody where your family's from.
My family is from South Korea.
Now, Eun-hae, translated roughly into English, is?
Grace.
Grace. That's what you like your friends to call you. May I call you Grace?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Grace, would you tell everybody what you're going to play for us?
I'm going to play the fugue from Samuel Barber's Sonata.
Thank you.
Grace, that was spectacular. It was really spectacular. You performed the Barber with such authority. It sounds to me like it's a piece you've always wanted to play your whole life. Is that true?
Not really.
Really?
No. So my teacher recommended this, but at first it sounded really weird to me because it was atonal and it had a whole lot different language. So.
So what happened? How did your teacher talk you into it?
Well, so she thought that it would be a very good piece for me. Mm-hmm. So she recommended to me to listen to it like a couple times a day.
Good plan. Yeah. And so did you grow to like it? I mean, it really sounds like you love this piece.
It
really,
yeah, by now the way you play I love it.
Yeah. But it does have that, it's wonderful because it sort of straddles the whole of music history, you know, the age-old form of the fugue,
yes,
from Bach, and then it has a sort of a jazzy feel,
right,
to it, and
yeah,
it's just magnificent, and you just play it so well. So your teacher brought you this piece,
yes,
but who's been, would you say, the major influence musically on your life?
Well, actually, my dad has been a music mentor.
Yeah?
Yes.
What does he do?
He's a minister, music minister at church, and we play at church together a lot.
And he conducts the choruses and
yes,
all the kinds of things like that?
Yes.
Fantastic. So music is always around. Your dad's been the musical force in your life, but your mom plays another role for you. What's that?
Right. So she's like my best friend. So she understands me so well. So everything I say, she really listens to me carefully, and she understands everything.
Nice. I know you're going to college or... Grace, I know you're going to college or conservatory next year to study piano, but you have a particular concern about trying to have a career as a female pianist. Why is that?
Because usually female pianists are weaker than men.
So, really?
Yes.
Really?
I see that generally.
And I guess as great and understanding as your mom is, she doesn't exactly dissuade you from this opinion. She agrees with you?
Yes. So what she said was that she wishes that I was a man for piano.
Well, Taja Coleman-Jones is here to give you a pep talk on this very subject.
You know what, Grace? You and your mom have got to give up on this men are stronger pianist stuff.
I know. But you have to admit that men win most of the competitions.
Yeah, okay, maybe so, true. But you got to look at which pianists become the real artists. Sure, there are men, but there have been plenty of women too. Plenty of awesomely powerful women. Women who get a huge sound. Here, set up a little slideshow for you. Grace, I want to show you just a few of the great women pianists who've wailed on the piano just as loud as any man. You ready?
Okay.
This is the fabulous Martha Argerich. I did my research. A guy named Andrew Simmons in The Guardian in London said, quote, "Her music making is of breathtaking virtuosity and electrifying power."
Well, she's pretty powerful.
Quite powerful. This is actually a recording of her concert, her debut concert, playing the Liszt B minor sonata. I think she rivals Horowitz technically and certainly in sound. Wonderful.
And Martha Argerich, by the way, is not a big woman. People say she has small hands. All right, next one. This is Tatiana Nikolaeva. She's no longer with us, but she's one of Chris's all-time favorite pianists, male or female.
Yeah, this is her playing Beethoven Opus 111, and she played absolutely everything. Shostakovich, Bach, every piece you could name she knew, and such a powerful woman and a great, great, great artist.
Sounds pretty powerful, right, Grace?
Yeah.
And is she a man?
No.
No. Of course not. All right, check this one out. This is Olga Kern. She's young and the first woman to win the Van Cliburn competition in, like, over 30 years. Move over, men. Ronald Brown in the Washington Post says Kern's musicality saturates the hall and is almost visual in its intensity.
This is a piece she actually played at the Cliburn competition, a real virtuoso work by Judith Lang Zamont. Really nice pianist.
Listen to her. So, are these women inspiring?
Yes, completely inspiring.
See?
Yes.
You just have to focus on the history of women pianists, and don't listen to anybody who says that women can't play with power.
It's totally true. Actually, you know, Grace, Big sound really can come in all kinds of packages. My first teacher at conservatory, Beatrice Airdley, had tiny hands. And so having that equipment at her disposal, she really had to use her whole body and really learn how to use everything from the back to the arms to the shoulders, and really taught me how to do the same thing. I was just putting my paws down, and thanks to Mr. Steinway, I could, you know, get a decent sound. But really, it really takes that, you know, that kind of knowledge to get the kind of big sound, and she was proof that anybody can get that kind of sound. And Grace, I have no doubt that Taja is going to have to add you to her slideshow. Absolutely. Taja, thank you for that enlightening moment. Taja Coleman-Jones, our 16-year-old roving reporter and resident teen feminist. Grace, you really are an amazingly gifted young pianist, I have to say. And if you wouldn't mind, I think we'd all love to hear you play something else to take us out. Do you have something?
yes. I can play the finale from Symphonic Etudes by Schumann.
Oh, fantastic. Take the piano. That's great. Before Grace plays, I want to thank all of our great young performers today, and thank you for being here, and thanks for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. Again, this is 18-year-old Eunhae Lee. And now, Grace, you can take it from the top.